In Genesis 26, 12, it says, Isaac planted crops in that land in the same year, reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. Now it says, first of all, he planted crops and then he reaped. So there is a sowing you have to do to reap. Isaac planted crops, he sowed. So we're gonna talk today about sowing seeds. What are seeds? What does sowing seeds look like? And how to do that, and how to see the reaping. Now, this is a principle of the kingdom of God, a principle that if you want to reap, if you want to receive blessings, you have to sow. You have to sow. The Bible says, Galatians 6, 7, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. It's God's will for you to have a blessed life. To be so blessed. He wants to pour out so many blessings upon your life because he loves you and because he wants to show the world that he is with you so that they can be led to him. God chooses to use us to reach the lost, and how he does that is distinguishing us. Wow, this is what it's like to be a child of God. You are blessed. You are protected. You have health. You have abundant life in every area. I want that, Jesus. That's how God wants to lead people to him. Not just us throwing words, trying to convince people, but showing them with our lives that people could just look at your life and say, wow, that person is blessed. God is with them. And I think I want that God because wow, look at their life. That's what God wants. That's exactly what God wants. So there is such an amazing purpose, deep, beautiful purpose in you receiving blessings from God. But these blessings don't just come like poof out of the sky into your lap. But there's a way to receive the blessings. You can only receive the blessings when you sow. That's the only way. That's the only way. God says that He, in the Bible, it says, I will bless the work of your hands. The work of your hands. That means that when you go to work, when you obey me, then I will bless you. So God wants to bless you so much, but you have to do it His way. You have to go to work. You have to obey Him. Let's think about physical seeds. When you sow physical seeds into the ground, you start with something small that's going to look completely different than the end result, than the harvest. Let's say you're planting a fruit, you want fruit to come. You take this tiny little seed that looks nothing like fruit and is much smaller and less useful, it seems, than a fruit. It doesn't taste good. But you take that seed and you put it in the ground. And you put it in the ground, and what happens? It's in complete darkness. There's no even evidence that you've sowed that seed. People could come and look and say, what have you done? They can't even see what you've done. Only you and God know about that seed that you've sowed. So when you take a physical seed that's in the ground, it doesn't automatically come out of the ground again. It stays there. It's there for a long time. And eventually, roots start to grow. Over time, you might even forget about it that you sowed it, but over time, that seed starts to come out of the ground. But if it's a fruit tree, there's still no fruit, even then. There's still more of a process. And that tree begins to blossom. Now we have some leaves. Now it's getting bigger. Now there's some blossoms, some flowers coming, maybe. And eventually, as a lot of time passes by, there comes a fruit. Still not ripe, though. And more time passes, and finally, it's ripe. And at that point, it's good to eat. You don't want to eat that fruit before it's ripe. This is how the blessings from God work in your life. This is how the promises that will come to pass happen in your life, the dreams. You have to go in this process of being obedient to God and sowing and waiting. And as you're waiting, you continue to sow. Sow in your field. God has planned this beautiful harvest, this beautiful orchard. I mean, not just one fruit tree, but tons of fruit trees. That's your life. That's your life. God's dreams for your life. Desires he's put in your heart. A family, the business, a ministry. Your dreams. That's what's in store, but this is the way that it comes. You sow, you keep sowing, you keep sowing, you don't see anything, but you keep believing in God. You remember, I sowed that seed. I know I won't see it for a little while, but it's definitely there and it's definitely growing. God is being faithful and he's making it to grow. The Bible says God is not to be mocked. Whatever you sow, you will reap. You keep reminding yourself of that. I will reap what I've sown. I will reap what I've sown. God is faithful. He's making that to grow. You meditate in your mind, that seed that I sowed a year ago, that seed that I sowed 2 years ago, that seed that I sowed an hour ago, God's making it to grow. God's making it to grow right in this very moment. And at God's perfect appointed time, it's coming out that ground. And at God's perfect appointed time, it's going to be ripe for me to eat and enjoy. So you have to remember in those times where you will not see anything. And just like with the fruit, it's like, boom, out of nowhere, one day that tree comes out of the ground. Boom, whoa. Oh yeah, I sowed a seed there. So this is how God's blessings will work in your life. One day, huge door opens. One day, your spouse appears in your life. One day, you have a family, you have children. One day, the career you dreamed of happens. The dream you've had for so long, boom, it's just there. It's just there. And it feels like it's just suddenly, but it was because you sowed that seed a while ago and you remained faithful. And you didn't ruin the seed. You believe, you kept believing that seed's there and you nurtured that seed. That's how receiving the blessings of God, the promises of God works. That is the principle. That is the way. Things never happen, boom, instant. Things never happen, seed, boom, out of the ground. It takes time, but it will happen. Galatians 6:7, it says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." Verse 8 says, "Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life." So this principle of sowing and reaping works both ways. If you sow of the flesh, you'll reap of the flesh. If you sow of the Spirit, you'll reap of the Spirit. This is a powerful principle. You should be very cautious that you're not planting bad seeds. Because if you're planting bad seeds, it's like neglecting to water the plant. The good seeds that you've sown, now you're hurting with the bad seeds that you're throwing in there. Bad seeds can look like many different things. Bad seeds can look like many times the words that you speak. Negative words that you speak over your life, over other people, lying, cheating, gossiping, slandering, manipulating, disobeying God, operating in the carnal, in the worldly way. These things are going to be sowing bad seeds. And you will reap those seeds. See, God has these principles where when we do things his way, we reap amazing blessings. But if we don't do things his way, that reaping is still there. He's not stopping it. It's a principle in the spiritual realm. So when you are sowing bad seeds, if you are speaking negatively on your life about other people, you're lying, you're manipulating, you're cheating, things like this, you might not see the bad reaping immediately. You might not. But you will over time, someday, reap the bad seeds that you've sown. And I want to urge you, caution you. Everything you do is a seed, bad seed, good seed. So be cautious over your words, over your actions. I don't want to sow a bad seed. I don't want to ruin the good seeds that I've sown. I don't want anything to get in the way of the amazing harvest that God has planned and has ordained for me. I'm only gonna plant good seeds. And God wants you to caution you against the worst seed you can sow. There is the highest level of bad seed you can sow, I want to share today, to caution you. Because many people and many Christians aren't aware of these spiritual principles or don't care about these spiritual principles. God wants to caution you and urge you to not sow these very bad seeds. And that is Matthew 12, verse 31. It says, "Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven." Whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. So I just read the scripture, Matthew 12, 31. "Therefore, I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven." So I'm sharing with you now, God wants to caution you and warn you of the worst seed you can sow, because you will reap the really bad seeds. So God does not want you to sow or reap bad seeds. So this right here, the unforgivable sin is a blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And I think some people don't realize what that looks like. What is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? It's not just cursing, like if you were to say the word, the Holy Spirit and curse the name. It's not just that. But where does the Holy Spirit work? How does the Holy Spirit move today? The Holy Spirit moves through people. God has chosen to put His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, in His vessels, in His people. And so when people speak against anointed vessels of God, whom the Holy Spirit is in and moving through, choosing to move through to release miracles to people, speak life to people, do the work of God. When people, and this happens far too often, when people speak against the vessel of God, the man or woman of God, that's blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And so, really, there needs to be more reverence for the Holy Spirit. There needs to be more humility, because it is true. There are false prophets out there, and we're seeing them being exposed so much in these times. There are false prophets, there are false teachers, and all of the fivefold gifts. But we don't need to be so sure of ourselves that we're speaking it so easily, because unfortunately, many people have spoken against true prophets, true apostles, and true teachers and pastors, and spoken against them when they were really true, just out of lack of humility, out of lack of reverence, believing lies and gossip. So God is urging his people to have more humility and reverence for the Holy Spirit, to not be quick to speak against a servant of God. You don't need to be speaking negatively against anyone. There's no need for that ever. God wants us to love our enemies. So when you sense, when you're unsure about a vessel of God, pray for them. Don't get distracted. Don't get pulled into that temptation of the enemy to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Because people carelessly throw words, and I've seen it, carelessly throw words against true prophets, true apostles, true vessels of God, and they end up reaping what they've sown. And it could be years later, but they do reap it. And so God has this warning, this urge, because so many people don't understand the power of their words. The Bible says the power of life and death is in your tongue. So what you speak, watch over, be careful what you speak, because you're going to either be sowing bad seeds or sowing good seeds with your tongue. We're going to learn about seeds that produce good fruit. So just like words are what's so powerful in a bad way, words are also so powerful in the sowing seeds. Sowing seeds means many things. Sowing seeds ultimately means obeying God. Obeying God with whatever it looks like. When he says to go to work for him, you go to work for him. When he says to spend time with him, you spend time with him. When he says to worship, you worship. When he says to serve in the church, you serve in the church. Whatever it is, these are all seeds that are contributing to that harvest that's one day coming. But then I'm going to talk about some of the main seeds to sow. And one of them is your words. Your words. You should declare, prophesy God's will over your life. And over what was prophesied over your life, or over what God has spoken to you, the dreams you have, the dreams that God's put in your heart, speak them. Speak life to your life. I will have health. Maybe you're not having good health, or maybe you are having good health. Regardless, I speak good, abundant health. In my future, now and in my future, I speak abundance in my life. I will have all that God wants me to have. I will live in abundance. I will walk victoriously. The dreams that God's put on your heart, the business, the land, the family, speak that. Sometimes I thank God for the things He's promised me. I thank him in advance. I thank you, Jesus, for my family. I thank you for my children. You're speaking life. You're speaking in agreement to what God has spoken to you. And that is an action of sowing good seeds. That's an action of pouring good fertilizer onto that ground, agreeing with God. So words are very important. This is how you should pray. You should speak declarations. Speak, this is what God wants, and this for my life, and this is what I will see. Also, offering to God is seeds. God speaks of the importance of giving to Him, by giving to the work of God, by giving to the church. He speaks of the importance of tithing, how tithing is actually God's already. So when you tithe, you're giving not even what's yours. It's like it already belongs to him. He's loaned it to you for you to give back to him. It's not even yours. So tithing is so important, but there's also more that we should go higher than that. We should do more than that. We should sow more seeds. Financial seeds. All of the money that we have comes from God. We should have this faith that all that I have has come from God. So I'm not in lack when I give some to him. When the way of me giving to him is the way of receiving. That's sowing a seed for me to reap a financial harvest into my life. And we should have gratitude to God, to give to him financially, to give to him something that's valuable to us. That's why God likes us to give financially, is because this is something that's so valuable to you and something that's difficult to give sometimes because you need it to survive. So you're giving your heart when you're giving something so valuable like money. It's why it's important that we sow seeds in every area of our efforts, our time. These are all valuable, but also money. That's also something that's valuable to us. So we should not withhold it, but we should give it to God. And it should be more than a tithe because we want to show love to God more than just the bare minimum. It's like, would you give to your loved ones presents only at Christmas time? Or do you show love to them throughout the year? Do you buy them dinner sometimes? Do you do acts of service for them sometimes? Do you get them something? Do you express your love to them? Obviously, yes. So that's why it's so important that we sow financial seeds more than just tithe too, as the Holy Spirit leads you. And when you sow a financial seed, God makes there to be a harvest on that financially in your life and in other areas that you need breakthrough. It's tied to that kind, that specific seed. So when you need something in your life, sow a seed, sow a financial seed of gratitude and faith in God, an action of faith, and thank you in advance to God. Jesus, I believe that this miracle will come, and I'm not sowing this. I'm not giving this money because I'm paying you to give me the miracle. That's not how it works. But it's, I'm so grateful, and this is my action of faith, and I'm thanking you in advance. And my goodness, to receive a miracle from you, I should not just receive it for free. You will give it to me for free, but I want to give back to you, God. Because this is such an amazing blessing that I don't deserve. See, God wants us to have that heart. And that's why it's important that we sow seeds, these financial seeds. This is how we get out of idolatry of money, is when we can give beyond just the bare minimum. It takes that, it allows God to remove any idol. It allows God to remove that holding, clenching onto money and worrying about money. And when you start to give and give more, you start to see the reaping. When you give just a little bit, you only reap a little bit. And that's what the Bible says about sowing and reaping too. Second Corinthians 9:6, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So if you're just giving a little bit because you think that's like all you can afford, forgetting how the spiritual realm works, the giving is the way to receiving, then you're just going to be receiving a little bit and you're going to be stuck. I mean, really, to receive all the blessings of God, including financially, you got to go in the spiritual realm, these spiritual principles of sowing and reaping. But if you can give more than you think you can afford, that's when you start to see the big reaping that God talks about. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. And you remember there's a story of a woman in the Bible, a widow, who just gives an offering of a few coins. But Jesus says he was just so amazed at her that she gave more than the wealthiest people that were there, because she gave all that she had. So this, when it comes to finances, this scripture, who whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So if you're a millionaire and you sow $100, that could be considered sowing sparingly. So you're going to reap sparingly. But if you only have $10 in your pocket and you give 60 cents or the whole thing, or you give $6 or you give $10, that is actually, God considers that the sowing bountifully. So that millionaire who sowed 100 sowed sparingly, and the woman with $10 who gave six reaped bountifully. So when you start sowing more, you are gonna see, you're gonna see God blow your mind with how financial miracles will start happening out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, God will start to blow your mind with what he does. And this is how, now you just wanna give more. And now the enemy has no hold over you in that idol of money and that fear of not having enough. That's broken. That's a spiritual principle of how to receive deliverance of this. Hallelujah. Another big seed that I want to talk about is working for God. This is a big one. And this is a big one that I've seen in my life. Ever since God called me to ministry, ever since God made it clear, this is what I want you to do for me. And these are the promises I have over your life. I want to bless you mightily, but this is what you have to do. I started working hard like never before in my life. I mean, God just led me. God led me. I want you to do this work of God. And it was a lot. And it was longer hours than ever in my life. I really learned how spiritual work can be when it's for God. That it's the most spiritual thing you can do if that is what is an obedience to God. And God says, I will bless the work of your hands. So God is going to call you to really go to work on whatever it is, on whatever it is. And it's going to look like a bunch of things. It's always going to involve serving in the church, in the local church. And I don't know where you are. I don't know if, you know, there's a church open near you because of COVID times. But if there is, serve in the work of God. There is always work that needs to be done, that God is looking for hands so he can move supernaturally through your hands and release his power in different ways, from people being healed as you sing worship, as you play the piano, to the power of God flowing through technical things you're doing on the computer, to when people get serious about working for God in the church, God can start to release the harvest. God can see, I have laborers ready. I have laborers ready to receive the harvest, to receive my people, my lost people. So now I can send them in. And now you can be used by God so mightily. So working for God is always going to include the direct kingdom work of the church, in the church somehow. And now that we're in the day of 2021, doesn't have to always be in a building, but there can be things online you're doing. Honestly, sharing this video. We're in a church right now, virtual church. And so when you share this video, this is you serving in the church. This is you being a messenger and leading people. This is the action of putting flyers up. You know, that would, you know, in a local church, in a physical building, such a big work of God is getting the word out, spreading the word out, making flyers and hanging them up. But now we're in 2021, and it's amazing because we can reach millions right here, right now, quicker and easier. So our work has become easier. We just have to do it. You know, you don't know what your share will do. We have a video on TikTok that I just put up on New Year's Eve, and it has 1.3 million views and so many comments of people testifying of miracles that they've received. So many had pain leave immediately. So many testimonies of different pain in their bodies, head, neck, chest, burn, ear, leg. People felt depression lifted, peace coming, chills all over their body. And so many of them, it was because somebody shared the video. Somebody shared the video and they got to receive a miracle that changed their life. That is doing the work of God in the church. That is such a powerful way you can be used by God. And that seeds that you're sowing, God sees that. And I know I'm opening up your eyes today because you thought you were just doing nothing by hitting share. You thought that was nothing. But God sees that as, ah, that is a powerful seed. You care about my people. You care about my kingdom. You have compassion for my people. You want them to receive me. You want them to receive miracles, God says. Ah, that's a powerful seed you sowed. And I'm going to see that that produces a mighty harvest in your life. So you hitting that little share button one time, you're going to reap something amazing that will blow your mind away. And you'll one day know, wow, God will reveal to you. See, God is looking, the seeds that you sow of obedience, you're demonstrating to Him that you value His kingdom, that you value His voice calling on you to obey Him. He's watching these seeds that you're sowing. Are you sowing seeds of gossip, of distraction, or are you sowing seeds that, beautiful seeds that matter? Are you spending your time sowing seeds, doing God's work? So many things that you do are seeds. So many things are spiritual seeds that are going into that ground, contributing to the harvest that you're going to reap. Hallelujah. So in the world's way, you see the sowing and reaping principle. In the good way and bad way. When people lie, I mean, you usually see them being caught. When people cheat, you usually see them being caught. When people get crazy drunk, you usually see a reaping result of that. You know, in the world's way, you can see it. And you can see it through someone working hard and them achieving something. But the difference in the spiritual realm is that if they achieve something, it might not have been the blessing from God. And the way it works in the kingdom is you work hard. God will call you to do work in the kingdom of God, like I was just telling you, but also in your personal lives, your individual dreams and callings and careers that God's called you to do. Going to work on that, which is all has to do with the kingdom, because that's why you're here. Going to work on that, working hard in that area. But the difference is that when you reap that harvest, when the dream comes to pass, it wasn't just because of your hard work. God bless the work of your hands, and it's such a big part. But there's something different from the world's way. In the world's way, it's like just your work. That's all that matters, your work and your talent. But in the spiritual realm, God counts all of those seeds, the financial seeds that you sow to Him, the seeds you sowed of working in the church, like sharing a video with others, the obeying Him when He asks you to go spend time with Him, in all the different ways, all of those seeds come together. They come together and make God to open up the supernatural doors. All of those seeds come together and make God to be able to release anointing and empowerment to give you a supernatural edge on your gifts and your abilities. So people in the world, they work hard, they achieve things, they're gifted, but there's no anointing, there's no supernatural edge on them. But you, when you sow all of these different seeds, that God's calling you to. You make it. So God is releasing that anointing on you, setting you above everyone, making you shine for God's glory, for his perfect purposes, so people can be led to him through you. See, that person is blessed and shining. They have peace and joy and more. I mean, even every aspect of their life, they are blessed. Spiritual to physical, they are blessed. I want to see what they're doing, because that must be the way to do things. And that intrigue from looking at your life leads them to finding Jesus. Hearing God's voice. The Holy Spirit is in you. You are one with the Holy Spirit. Number one, the Word of God is God. The Bible says, the Bible. So when you read the Word of God, you're reading God's voice. And this is our foundation. If you don't know the Bible, you can't hear God's voice. When even God sends a prophet or someone to speak to you, you might not receive it as God's voice because you don't have that foundation. This is Jesus. So that is number one, is to get to really get to know the Word of God, really get to know Jesus, the Gospels, and Jesus's heart and Jesus's actions, how Jesus spoke to his disciples, how Jesus spoke to his enemies, how he loved, how he would demonstrate his love, what he did when people abused him and mistreated him, what his focus was on this earth, what his passion was, what he spent his time doing. You just really get a good picture of Jesus's life as you read when you read the Bible, of who he is. You can really get to know him. And so when you get this foundation of the Word of God, you know, God will continue to speak to you in the Word of God, in the Bible. Like, you'll read a scripture and one day it'll hit you differently. You've read the scripture before, but it'll just hit you. God breathes upon it, speaks upon it. It has to do with what you're going on in life right now. And it just, he speaks to you confirmation or direction, and you just know it. You feel a peace. You feel conviction. So we have to go to the Word of God. That is your number one place. And the more you know the Word of God and spend time with him, and the more that you hear the Word of God, like this right here, I'm speaking the Word of God to you right now. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So your faith is increased and your ability to discern God's voice increases as you're hearing the present tense Word of God. As I'm speaking, it's a fresh revelation coming. It's revelation upon the Word of God. And you receive anointing, you're receiving Spirit as you're listening. Anointing in you, that even now when you go to the Bible, a fresh revelation will come because you're receiving Spirit as you're hearing the Word of God. So then, as you go throughout your days, you feel something inside, you get this feeling. Sometimes it's actually Jesus speaking to you, an urging or a confirmation or saying, I love you. You know, Jesus, his love is so amazing. And I believe one of the biggest phrases that most people miss God saying to them is, I love you and I'm proud of you. You know, so many times throughout the day, God is saying that, I love you, I'm proud of you. You're perfect just as you are. And if you read the Bible with revelation, you'll know that he absolutely would be saying that to you so much. So, you know, a big part of hearing his voice is reminding yourself the Word of God. That's why it's so important to get it in you. So when you're in a place where you don't have the Bible on you, for example, and you're going through torment in your mind, You can remind yourself what the word says and say, no, devil, I know this is not truth. Many people are believing lies of the enemy because they don't have the word of God in them to know that voice I'm hearing in my mind, that's not truth, because that's not what God says about me. So many times hearing God's voice is actually reminding yourself the word of God. One of the big things that God wants you to remind yourself of, which is actually the action of hearing his voice, opening your ears up, is I love you. I love you. I'm proud of you. The plans I have for you are so good. You don't need to worry about a thing. I've got you in my hands. It's going to be okay. I mean, that is what he is saying so many times, so many times. Anytime you're feeling, you know, stress, anxiety, bad about yourself, who you are, God is speaking that. You just have to open up your ears. And the action of opening up your ears is reminding yourself of the word of God, or going into the word of God, searching, you know, what does God say about me? Searching it, finding it in the Bible. What does God say about my future? Finding it, searching. Oh, there it is. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Oh, yes, that's right. And you just heard the voice of God right there. So many times, that's how the voice of God comes, is you open, that's the action of you opening up your ears. It's usually not in an audible voice. It really is not. This is how you learn how to hear his voice. And he also speaks through vessels of God. He speaks through prophets, and he speaks through prophetic voices. So I'm going to start praying for some of you here. I'm going to start praying for you prophetically, and there will be things that God wants to speak directly to some of you. Some it's encouragement. Some he wants to free you. Some he wants to let you know that he's been with you. Some he wants to heal you. And I don't know you at all, but God does, and God will use me, and he'll use others, prophetic voices, to speak through, because Holy Spirit's in me, Holy Spirit's in others, Holy Spirit's in you, and will use me, boom, just start speaking things that I know nothing about you, but God does. So that is a big way that God speaks today, and many don't know this. It's such a powerful way he loves to speak to his people, is through people. A rhema word is called. Rhema means a present tense word of God. Rhema, R-H-E-M-A. This means present tense word of God. And I am so passionate about prophetic ministry because it changed my life. It made me have revelation of God's love for me like never before. It's what led me to surrender to God completely. Prophetic ministry. When God used a prophet to speak to me, to speak through to me, things that were going on in my heart that I was concerned about, God spoke through the person and put the worries away. And I never felt God so close, and I never felt so seen by him. And I am so passionate for others to experience that too. It's my biggest passion because it was the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. And it's so important to God. It is so important to God. Prophetic ministry, because it's a way he chooses to speak through. It's a way he chooses to speak to his people. So without prophetic ministry, he's only being able to speak like partially. Imagine how that makes God feel. That's a little summary, a quick summary, a summary of the like four-part series I did on how to hear the voice of God. So I want to finally share with you one last thing. 2 Corinthians 9:6. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So when you go to work for God with what he's called you to do, do it with excellence. The Bible says, whatever you do for God, do it with all of your heart. And so do your very best. Do your very best. And you know what? This is going to take time. This can be time consuming. And I felt in the past this is frustrating. Like, I have so many things to do. And even when it comes to the work of God, like, I'll have this big list of things that I want to do for God and things He's calling me to do. And oh, there's so much, but this one thing is taking so long because I'm doing it with excellence. And God reminds me, good, do it with excellence, even if it takes time. Do excellence for me, even if it takes time. Because if you do your half best, you're sowing sparingly. You're sowing half the seed. God wants you to reap this amazing harvest, but you have to sow your seeds with excellence. Don't worry if it's taken a long time. It's better that it takes a lot of time and you put your so much effort into that one thing than you just do not your best for so many seeds. You're not going to reap that. God can't do anything. So use wisdom, use wisdom. Don't be like, well, I'm doing the work of God, but I'm not doing my best. No, it's not going to work that way. Do your best for God, and that's what's going to make God to make you to reap 100-fold. I'm telling you, this is the place of true fulfillment, is when you work with Jesus. Keep your eyes on Him and do what He's called you to do. I want to pray for you all. I thank you, Father, for the revelation you've released. And I thank you for the amazing seeds that will be reaped. May your people, may every person watching now grow in wisdom and discernment to never sow bad seeds. To never sow bad seeds. May you have caution over your mouth. To never speak negatively, to never speak negatively against the Holy Spirit, against vessels of the Holy Spirit, but only speak life. May this anointing touch you now and release passion in you to work for Jesus, work hard for Him, sow seeds. May you be focused this year, focused on what God's called you to do like never before in Jesus' name. And I declare every distraction from the enemy to go. Every distraction that's trying to get you to sow bad seeds, wrong people that have come in your life, wrong people that the enemy sent, I declare that must be broken in Jesus' name. I declare protection to you and may good people come into your life. I declare good people to come in your life that will help you stay on track and stay focused on Jesus and speak life. May your tongue be anointed now. I declare, receive this anointing upon your tongue, that the positive words you speak would be powerful, amazing seeds in this ground, that it would be prophetic anointing upon your mouth. When you speak life to people, they'll receive it. When you speak healing to people, they'll receive it. When you speak life over your life, it will happen. Good things happening in your life, you speak it. I declare it will happen. In Jesus' name. Now be so careful with your tongue because the more power that you have, it can go either way. So when you receive more anointing, you have to be so careful and guard your tongue so that you're not ruining the seeds, the good seeds that you've planted. I declare protection over the seeds that you plant this year. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.